You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
UK episode 38.
So?
Is that all? No, it's not a lot, is it?
I thought it was 39. Okay.
No, you made me look down then. Yeah, it's definitely 38. And you are joined again by me, Adam. And Will.
And Ash
knows what to do.
If I knew what to do.
Right, you have done one thing already, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, which goes into what I was just mentioning before we start recording.
Right, I'll have a drink then.
Yeah, I think everyone needs a drink, but actually no, let me double check to make sure that one meant something different.
God, this makes just such good listening. Yeah.
It's not dead air with I'm singing. Oh, hang on, where's it gone? I put it in there. Did I take it out? Oh no, yeah. You're supposed to take a shot.
Of what?
Okay, right. Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast. Before we start, I have devised a drinking game.
Right.
For the podcast.
You're on Shandy.
Still drink.
Okay.
But I've got to drive, haven't I?
You know, yeah.
Drink responsibly, people.
Damn right.
That's what you've got to do. So what I did, I come up with this game. It's probably, no one will ever play it. No one will ever bother for it, but I thought it'd be a bit fun, right? So I put here are the rules. Okay, do you want to hear the rules for the drinking game for the Oddcast Podcast?
Oh yeah.
Do you want to hear Nelly? She's staring at me.
Yep.
We've got Nelly in the room at the moment. She's really giving me a dirty look. Oh, she's your one, boring her. Okay. Here are the rules, right? Take a swig of your drink if Will calls Adam old boy.
No problem.
If Will corrects Adam's spelling or pronunciation.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's pronunciation, by the way.
Sweet. If Adam swears.
In front of the baby.
In front of the baby. Shit. And if Adam laughs loud enough to hurt your ears. That's going to be quite a lot.
Do you want to just finish that in advance?
You're supposed to giggle while drinking.
I know. Okay. You take a shot, because the idea is you're supposed to get shots in, obviously, as well as your drinks. Because the whole drinking game is supposed to have shots and beer, whatever. If Will gets excited over Game of Thrones.
Or if Adam does.
Oh, maybe. You take a shot if Adam talks about Batman.
So can we start you talking about Batman?
Well, no, but I have to start talking about it. But then again, you can start talking about it. But then if I join in and start talking about it, then it's a shot.
Yeah, because Batman wasn't very good.
Batman's awesome.
Drink.
No, take a shot. If Ash or any other co-host sounds confused at any conversation at any point. And take a shot if any dead air appears.
Okay.
You must take two shots if Dougree Scott appears in any kind of conversation.
Or Doug. So, but if Doug Ray turns up?
Oh, no, but it'd have to be Dougree Scott.
Okay, that's fine.
Take two shots if Adam does a really bad Christopher Walken impression.
Yep, fair enough.
Take two
shots. Have you ever done a good one?
No, exactly. Well, that'd be weird. That'd finish the bottle.
Yeah.
You must take two shots if Will does his Brian Blessed impression.
Okie dokie.
take two shots if Adam does his Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, and take two shots if Will sings.
Okie dokie.
Okay, and then the two main ones here, you have to down your entire drink, which is your pint.
If Adam, not in my case. I've got a 2-pint tankard filled with mild.
Down your entire drink if Adam talks about Danny Minogue or if Will mentions Red Dwarf.
Fair enough.
So there you go, there you little rules.
It's cold outside. No kind of atmosphere. I just crossed two in one go.
I'm just totally confused.
He sounds like Doobie Scott. Oh, it's like watching Batman. What's better, Batman or Game of Thrones, Will?
Oh, I love Game of Thrones.
How do you spell Game of Thrones? Is it G-A-M-D-A-D-O?
What?
Like it.
Oh, boy, yeah. Bastards. Okay, so that was a drinking game. And Nelly looks really confused. See, hopefully that
Nelly is only 5.5 weeks old, to be fair. She's allowed to look confused.
Does she count as a co-host?
She's also the only one in here, well, the only other one here, is allowed to soil themselves and get away with it.
I like you said get away with it. Because I'm allowed to soil myself.
Indeed.
Yes. Okay, yeah, so there's a drinking game no one's ever going to play.
So, yeah, brilliant. Exactly. What fun.
And I actually did that because I'm going to blog it out. Now, I created a new blog for the Oddcast. It's like a separate one. It's like it's part of the Oddcast, but it's also part of my stuff that I can sort of blog out there because I'm on the internet quite a lot. It's called the blog nobodyisreading.tumblr.com.
What Tumblr? What's with
Tumblr's the blog site.
So you've got a WordPress and a Tumblr.
Yeah, but WordPress will be used for a lot of posting, a lot of stuff, which is Oddcast related. That's it. The blog Nobody's Reading is going to be a mixture of both.
You just got your finger in so many pies, dude.
Exactly. But it's good. It's fun.
Yes.
You want to go read it? You want to read some Daily Crap?
It's better than putting your finger in, like, Pop-Tarts. Because that'll burn you.
Okay.
Dead air.
But yeah, so if you want to go and read that blog, you can read what I'm getting up to. So that's about as exciting as it's going to get. Right, guys, are you ready then to move into episode 38 of the Oddcast Podcast UK?
Yeah. Someone
is
the baby ready.
Kick over the beer.
Mother!
okay. Oddcast Podcast UK, episode 38.
Yeah, rock and roll all the way, baby.
Eric's been very filled with jealousy since, and decides it's time to get his miniature man bit adazzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh my God!
And maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Hello, the Oddcast Podcast, Adam and Will. Tune in online and listen now to the Oddcast Podcast with Adam and Will. Will, the Oddcast Podcast with Adam and Will. Okay, the Oddcast. I put.
Oddcast Podcast, where's the baby?
Baby, I just disposed of the baby. The baby is with her mother because she's far more capable at handling a baby than I am.
That's true. Indeed. You've got boobs.
Well, yeah, he's got boobs.
I don't have lactating boobs.
Exactly, there you go.
So I can't fire milk 4 feet across the room.
So, we are back.
Yes, we're back in my dining room, which has a combi boiler in it.
It always seems to come on when we least expect it.
Well, it's because whenever you come over to record, you bring Sarah and Charlotte, and women have notorious weak bladders, and we don't have a sink in the toilet, so they wash their hands in the kitchen sink, and you're constantly getting hot water running. God, I love a good story.
I was going to say that was a little story. Okay, but yeah, so we've been on last two episodes on the road, you could say. We were in a shed, we were in a garden.
Indeed.
Now we're back in the.
We're back where we belong.
We're back where. Yeah, back where we belong. Let's sing that song. Sing that song, Will.
What song's that?
The one from Officers and Gentlemen. The Joe Cocker one.
Seen it.
No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair enough.
Oh, I've got no idea.
Yeah. Well, you're saying you're confused, Ash? Okay, yeah, so Oddcast Podcast. How's everyone's week been? You had a good week?
Yeah, it was alright.
Easter's been and gone, pretty much. Well, you've got Easter Sunday coming, but... when people listen to this now, Easter would have gone. So
no. Well, this goes out. Oh, this goes out on Tuesday, doesn't it?
This goes out on a Tuesday, so Easter would have been done.
Yep.
But I'm gonna be back at work.
I've only got a 3-day week. Because I've got Panic Awards next week, which you two are going to.
We are indeed, yes.
Yeah, that would be good fun.
Should
be
showing exciting. Our support for the live music and entertainment scene in the city of Chelmsford.
So yeah, I would spam it on this podcast, but then again, it'd be like, most listeners are from America. If they're going to fly over to Panic Awards, fine.
I was saying like 2 out of 3.
No.
Blimey's English.
He's, he could come, he lives in Malden.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Should we be telling everyone that, should I? Where certain listeners live.
Ah, but there's Malden, M-A-L-D-O-N, and there's Malden, M-A-U-L-D-O-N, and there may be more than one Malden, so we've not narrowed it down too badly.
Fair enough, there you go. Bit of world geography there.
Fuck yeah.
Willography. There you go. Geo, Will, I don't know, whatever. Okay.
We've got to get him to drink for babbling.
Drink for battery sake, you've got an extra rule.
Yeah.
If I've ran
if you don't make any sense.
It's that whole podcast. I'll be drinking non-stop. So, have any of you seen any good films recently? Right, okay, yeah. Actually, that reminds me. Let's talk about the compromise challenge that we had last week in the Shedcast.
Yes, indeed, let's.
Where, if you go back and listen to it, you can hear me tell Will he has to watch Anchorman and a couple of episodes of Extras, which I gave to him.
Yeah,
this, and he then said, "I have to watch the first 4 episodes of Game of Thrones."
I think it was 2 or 3, but I think we actually only said first 3. Oh, but first I three. Knew once you'd watched the first 3, you'd watch the rest.
Okay, well, let's talk about Anchorman and Extras first. Okay, what happened?
Anchorman. I kept a tally: 5 out loud laughs and 1 scene that I did have to smile throughout.
What were the 5 out loud laughs?
I can't remember. But one of them was in that scene. The memorable bit for me was the big fight scene between all the news crews when they turn up with the more and more outlandish weaponry.
Yeah.
And whilst there were no dwarves with swords,
right,
it was pretty good. That entertained me, and I think it was probably the scene later on with the pandas when the bloke with one arm turns up and gets his other arm cut off. But in general, I still think it's a pretty poor comedy.
Yeah, it was a comedy. It was funny, because your idea was that it's not a funny comedy.
But to laugh out loud 5 times in 2 hours...
It was 2 hours, only 90 minutes.
Okay, in an hour and a half. Which gives me... Anyone want to do the maths? 90 divided by 5 would be... Oh, good God, 90 divided by 5... I can't actually minutes. Do it. 4 and a half? No. No, that's wrong way.
This is great.
Yeah, mental arithmetic.
Yeah, it's about a laugh every 10 minutes.
Okay, fair enough.
No.
Every 15 minutes.
Every 15 minutes ish.
Yeah.
Ish. 18.
Not good enough.
Every 16 minutes.
18.
I thought it was meant to be like a machine gun.
I think it is. I still think it's funny. Did you,
do you
like
to do your machine gun impression?
Bang 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 bang. did you like Anchorman?
I thought it was good, I found it quite funny, but it's just one of those ones that you just watch.
It's just not my kind of humour. It's that straightforward. It's
What is your humour? Spaceballs and Blazing Saddles.
Yep.
Which is very similar to Anchorman.
I disagree.
Well, I disagree. You disagree?
Because one of them I find funny and one of them I don't, therefore it's got to be a different kind of humour.
It's that stupid,
pure and simple.
Alright, fair enough. Okay, more Extras. How did you get on with Extras?
I absolutely hated it, and I failed the challenge on the basis that I could not watch a single full episode. It was god-awful shite.
So you didn't even go back and watch the ones I told you to watch?
I tried.
What, even the Ross Kemp one?
It wasn't funny.
The Kate Winslet one?
I can't remember if I tried that one. I tried and watched the first one. I tried and watched the Ross Kemp one. It was god-awful shite.
Okay, fair enough. So you did half the challenge.
I tried.
Which is cool, that's fair enough.
I watched Anchorman, I found it better than I remembered, but still not particularly good. I tried to watch Extras and couldn't.
Did with Anchorman, was Will Ferrell as annoying as you think he is, or did you kind of, you got with him on that one? You thought, fair enough, it's alright. Drink.
Yeah. I think he was slightly less annoying, but it was still, I don't like the kind of comedy that Will Ferrell pumps out. It's that straightforward.
Fair enough.
You've seen Blades of Glory?
I have seen Blades of Glory, yeah. I thought that was very bog standard.
Bog standard. So bog standard really in Will's...
It's a Meccano term.
Meccano?
Yeah, because when Meccano first came out, they had the Box Deluxe and the Box Standard. Box so the Box Deluxe turned into the Dog's Bollocks.
Okay.
And the Box Standard turned into Box Standard.
Okay, but then we're going to look at it this way. If anything with Will Ferrell's Box Standard, it's
good, isn't
it? Thanks for that.
Bit confused.
You're just totally random.
All right, fair enough. Okay, well...
Sorry, I just didn't like it.
Oh, that's all right. You don't have to like it. You try. It's better. At least you try. At least you can say you've actually watched the whole film now.
Yeah, and you can say the same about Game of Thrones, or at least the first three episodes. I'm so proud of you for struggling through them.
Okay, well, before we talk about Game of Thrones too much...
Nothing.
Okay, before we go into that, all I thought it is, when I started watching it, I thought, the only way I'm going to remember what actually happened...
You were too busy typing to actually pay any attention,
I was tweeting whilst I watched it. So I tweeted along the whole hour of this episode, and I tweeted my thoughts as I went through the episode. And some people can say, well, you weren't paying attention to the episode. I actually was. I can tweet and watch something at the same time and still get the same as someone else who I guess to stare at a screen. Okay?
Fair enough.
Multitasker.
I was a multitasker. Okay.
The art of doing several things at the same time badly.
The good thing about it is, the funny thing about it, when I read back these tweets, I couldn't remember writing them. So some of them sound completely stupid, but then again, it's me. So yeah. So I'm going to read out a few of them what I did, because I put a post up. You can find it at theoddpoduk.wordpress.com, or you can even go to the blog noonesreading.tumblr.com, because I put it up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I did, I put, I shall be tweeting along to the first episode of Game of Thrones with my initial views. Okay, and I put, okay, just started, horses, flame torches, men with beards. I see why Will likes this. He likes men. Severed heads before any title sequence. Dead kids too. Again, I can see why Will likes this. Yep. And I put, British accents, they sound better when people have swords.
This is very true.
So, you know, you can say, that's true. So I'm getting in this thing. Dead people gone missing.
Or German accents. I reckon Germans with swords are convincing.
No, Germans with guns.
Machine guns.
Hole.
British people using German accents with machine guns.
Yeah. Dead people gone missing. And the first kill.
Are you actually just going to read every single tweet out?
No, not every single one.
Okay, that's fine. He's going to miss one.
Yeah, by why looks like an ice monster. Oh, creepy kid. There you go. You can sort of say stuff. You don't have to just listen. I was not reading the book. You can...
Oh, I just found you were reading off a load of Twitter messages, so I thought I'd switch off.
I'm telling you what was going on.
I know, but I already read them. I found your new blog.
But actually, I haven't read them.
Exactly.
Oh, you listen. I'll drink my beer.
Okay, title sequence teams. I don't like the music.
We've only just got into the title sequence.
Into the title sequence.
Yeah, I know how long this goes on for.
No, you don't.
How many pages is it?
That's not even a lot of pages.
working.
Men on horses meet up with survivor from the beginning. Reminds me of the beginning of Men in Tights. Remember that bit where the kids running through and the horses meet up with them?
Mm-hmm.
Men and horses?
No.
No? Bloke with sideburns has it plaited at the bottom? I'm just going to not even talk anymore. Dwarf alert. And I hashtag that.
Hashtag dwarf alert?
Yes.
What's a hashtag?
Yeah, I don't really understand what that means.
It's when you hashtag something.
Sums it up.
It's so people can find it. Oh, well, fuck it. If you want to read it, go to the blog noonesreading.tumblr.com.
That's a good idea.
You obviously don't really care.
No!
So what's the hashtag thing?
I don't care. I really don't care.
Did you enjoy Game of Thrones?
Yes. That's what I was getting at. I ended up watching the entire first series in 2 days.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? It's really seriously compelling viewing. Really, and there's some high quality tits.
Lots of tits.
Loads.
I put it down as tits, incest, severed heads and dwarfs.
Thing is, when I've described it like that to people before, I've described it to you pretty much that way. Dwarves and swords, incest, tits. You're like, no, I don't like that stuff.
No, from the outset, looking at it, don't appeal to me. It's very well written, very well acted, well structured.
I absolutely adored the books. I absolutely adored the books before they came out. What do you want?
Can I have an Imrie?
Yeah, you can have a beer, old boy.
Imrie's.
You got to open a hand.
One
of us side. Okay, we'll coming back in. Yeah, I mean, the books were brilliant. They were all crafted by George Martin. George Martin was kept very close in the production team, had a good overview, wrote script for the Battle of the Blackwater episode, I think it was. or maybe that's season two, I can't remember, but he wrote the script for at least one of the episodes on each, and they've stuck very, very faithful to the books, so I knew it was going to be good.
Yeah,
because some of the best books I've read.
Good for you. Okay. So yeah, Game of Thrones, I watched it, I did it, I went through it.
And you'd recommend it?
I would recommend it. It's actually good.
I've got to watch it now.
Yeah, you've got to watch it now, actually, haven't you?
You were going to read the books first.
I was going to read the books first, but now I've
you're still on the Stephen Erickson Malaysian Book of the Fallen, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to take me a long time if I wait until I read it. So
I'm just they did do a television treatment for that at one point, but the scripts are lost in the ether. That was for Gardens of the Moon. Oh, bit of movie news though, particularly for the literary fans out there. Neil Gaiman recently confirmed that Terry Gilliam told him that it's time to seriously start thinking about making a film of Good Omens, which was the Neil Gaiman-Terry Pratchett collaboration out probably 15 years ago, which is a fantastic story set in modern-day England, sort of in the rural side, and the concept of that is that the Antichrist is born, but then the baby gets swapped, so the Antichrist is raised in rural England as a perfectly nice lad. And then sort of revolves around that, and it's very, very good.
Does he get like? Does the Antichrist?
There's no tits and dwarf sets and no sex and incest.
Not worth it.
No. Does the Antichrist like gets bored? Does he then become a bit of a cunt?
No, he's a really nice lad.
So it's about a nice devil.
Well, it's about the Antichrist, but if he was raised not to be the son of Satan,
so it's a nice book then.
It's funny. It's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
Yeah,
I think you didn't say that.
Not.
I thought that would be obvious.
It's a good story. It's got
Terry
angels.
Pratchett, he doesn't normally do.
Terry Pratchett?
Yeah. Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. Oh. They authored it together.
Terry Pratchett, he can't remember anything nowadays, can he?
He's not in too good a shape. He had described his Alzheimer's as a bit of an embuggerance.
An embuggerance?
Yeah, which is a great term.
It's a quite cool little word. Embuggerance?
Embuggerance. He has been buggered by it.
Oh, okay, good. See, I used to have a Terry Pratchett book. I think it was...
just the one?
Yeah,
the
only one. So I think it was the Carpet People.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, Truckers, Movers, Carpet People. Yeah, that was the sort of...
they were the kids' versions.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, the Discworld novels I adore. I'm rereading them at the moment.
Discworld.
Yeah,
didn't really, they make
Hogfather was good.
Hogfather.
Did you watch that?
I saw that with David Jason.
Yeah, that was very good.
And I didn't know it was Terry Pratchett until it said Terry Pratchett's Hogfather.
He was the toy maker in it. Terry Pratchett actually appeared in that as the toy maker.
Yeah,
yeah.
What did he think about it? I do not remember.
I don't like taking the piss out of Terry Pratchett.
Oh, you take the piss out of everyone else apart from Terry Pratchett?
Yeah, because I actually like
it. I don't think it'll make any difference because he won't remember you saying it.
If he's listening.
He won't remember if you listened or not. But no. No, it is sad.
It's
sad when someone who's quite obviously good in their field then kind of can't do it anymore.
He was saying he struggled to remember where the keys were on the keyboard and things. Yeah, so he's still
That's scary to think that because I can... I forget when you're typing something on the keyboard that you don't even look down and you just know where everything is.
But yeah, muscle memory.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? But yeah, so we're getting a bit...
Right, moving on.
Chew
it back up again.
On a previous Unsocial Network podcast, any of you guys listen to Unsocial Network?
Not yet.
I've heard one of them, I think.
You're supposed to just say, yeah, it's brilliant.
Podcast. Oh yeah, they're fantastic group or pair or team of guys / girls who are their absolute prime example of English / American / Australian / probably English language broadcasting.
Humans.
Yes.
No, they're an American podcast. And I was listening to
Dolphins.
I was listening to one the other day at work and something shocked me, something surprised me, something just randomly appeared at the beginning of their podcast, which threw me. And I'm gonna play it out to you because I don't remember doing this and I bet you don't either, but we sound very, very drunk.
Well, hello. Hello, this is Will. This is Adam. Have a bloody good time. We're going to the Winchester for a pint. I love points.
Ah!
Wait, who am I?
You're Adam.
I thought I was Will.
I want to be Will.
Oh, you Will? So you
and
got
we're
a
going to
fucking
the Winchester.
Samurai sword.
Yes, and a Springfield XTM 40.
I got a Springfield in my pants.
I thought you had a Smith & Wesson.
You want to see my Springfield? I'll put it in your mouth.
I thought you had a Smith.
You want it in your mouth? Let me shoot it in your mouth. I'll shoot it on your face. Oh, blow your wad.
Wait, are
boy.
We talking about alcohol or fucking my penis?
I don't know.
So
that's weird. I've got no memory of that whatsoever.
No recollection of that one bit. Were you in the room when we recorded that, Ash?
No.
No?
No.
I don't remember doing that one bit, and it was obviously.
I like the fact that at some point you appeared to want to be me.
Yeah, I didn't know who you. Yeah, I couldn't.
Everyone
know
wants to be me.
Samurai, son.
It's a fucking katana!
In my pants. But it's so obviously me and you, so.
Yeah, it's
amazing. We must be drunk dialing other podcasts.
Oh, it's daylight today while you're over. We can have a play on the shuriken between podcasts.
Ah, cool. What's the shuriken?
Japanese throwing darts.
Oh, I played in them.
Yeah.
Okay, they're quite fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we move into the first trailer breakdown?
Yeah, let's do it.
When I say first, just trailer breakdown, yeah?
My turn, isn't it?
Yes, it's Will's turn again.
I like the fact we're taking it in turns. I think that just makes it better.
We're rotating. Okay, so here we go. Trailer breakdown.
Since the beginning of time, man has been compelled by wonders to tell this tale.
Okay, so trailer breakdown time. Will, are you ready?
I'm ready as I'm going to be.
Okie dokie.
All right, let's come on round. Can I look?
You can look now. It's all ready to go.
Okay, the following preview has been approved for appropriate audiences by the Motion Picture Association of America Incorporated. Right, so we've got some water with steamboats, some bloke turning a page. We're looking kind of 17th century here. Some bloke in a rough, snogging a princess or Cinderella type, someone dropping something into a cauldron, someone growing long fingernails and bleeding through the eyes. You've got a coffin going down, chained up, so we're talking probably vampirism or coming back from the dead, maybe lycanthropy, or horrific haemophilia, who can say at this stage? No, looking more vampire than werewolf, so we've got vampires. We've got 17th century, we've got vampires, we've got dark, we've got, some really kind of weird looking people. Oh, we're back in the present, or the 70s. Oh, it's a film by Tim Burton. It's going to be kooky, it's going to be crazy, and it's going to have Helena Bonham Carter in it. Okay, so we've got some vampire who's brushing his teeth in front of the mirror, and all you can see is a toothbrush. Standing there looking pale, hanging upside down from a very large bed, looking a bit gawky and awkward. There's a woman sitting opposite the table to him, and she's just shut a door that says keep out. There's a television there, so I think this places us in around the 70s, what with the lava lamp coming up earlier, the vampire's looking confused by the television. Large American red car convertible, vampire in a dressing gown or smoking jacket, vampire in the rain, vampire in a coffin in chains, vampire having some red fuzzy stuff put over his mouth and being shown some bird's tits. He's standing there looking at her tits, talking to her. Blonde woman reclining on the couch. Blonde woman looking around. Helena Bonham Carter looking like Helena Bonham Carter does in every Tim Burton movie. This summer, vampire in chains again. We're seeing a lot of this. This summer, big glass glitter ball falling from the ceiling. Oh, it is Johnny Depp. What a shock. Woman in a red dress on a dance floor. Johnny Depp as a vampire with sunglasses under an umbrella to keep clear of the sun. Exploding houses, Johnny Depp being a vampire, all looking pale. Is it Edward Scissorhands, like the next generation? People flying about, falling over, explosions, standard movie trailer stuff, compulsory sex scene with weird gravity issues, woman with incredibly long tongue, she'd be better off as a lesbian, dark shadows, youngish jailbait girl on a sofa, Johnny Depp looking pale.
There you go.
Done.
That was Dark Shadows, new Tim Burton movie, which is coming out, starring shock horror
Johnny Depp
and
Helena Bonham Carter.
Exactly, because it's like he's not allowed to make any other films without them too.
Is he married to them?
To both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's married to Helena Bonham Carter, and
is it?
Yes.
Okay, that explains it.
Yeah, they met on the set of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we tried to watch Rise of the Planet of the Apes the other day.
You tried to? You tried to.
Turned it off halfway through, it was shite.
It's awesome.
I'm with you on the first two letters.
It's
awful.
Nah. Okay, fair enough. No, I think you're wrong there.
But you know the ending. Good watching it.
It's the ride of the apes. It's really good though. Did you see the bits where the apes,
CGI monkey,
the apes are in the enclosure and he starts getting their trust and speaks?
No, didn't that's get that cool. far.
So that's the best bit.
Well, when yeah, but when the run up to it is so lame that you're not going to get there, what's the point? If the best bit was then, that should have started stronger.
Fair enough. Okay, Dark Shadows then. Tim Burton, Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter. It's a story about... It's based on a 70s... They called it a soap opera, 70s soap opera, which would be like a Neighbours sort of EastEnders sort of thing, which I don't get. But it's like a vampire that's...
A vampire being raised in a normal family because he's been 70s. Buried back in like the 1600s or whatever, yeah.
And it's him adapting to fish out of water comedy.
Yeah.
But it's a Tim Burton type. And I like Tim Burton when he does stuff like this rather than Alice in Wonderland. I prefer it when he does stuff like this. It's more like Beetlejuice, more Sleepy Hollow sort of gothic comedy sort of film, which he does best. When he does Alice in Wonderland and Planet of the Apes, I'm not that interested.
I'm just not that interested in Tim Burton's stuff anymore. I just haven't seen any of it recently. I love Beetlejuice, don't get me wrong, but I haven't seen any of it recently that's particularly floated my boat.
Yeah, his older stuff is a lot better than his newer stuff. Yeah. I think when
he's just doing more of the same. He's not. He doesn't seem to be doing anything inspiring. Well,
he knows his niche. He sticks with it, I suppose.
And his nephews? Does he pay any attention to them?
You prick. Okay. Drink. Right, okay, so yeah, there was a trailer breakdown. Did you enjoy that?
No.
You never enjoyed a trailer breakdown.
I hate them. But I don't mind, at least we're sharing the pain now.
Sharing the pain. Okie dokie.
You're doing it next week.
Yes, I am doing it next week. And you've already got it ready for me. Because you're so
we
excited.
We know what we're doing.
So, okay. Stop smirking. Alright, okay, should we move into some Star Watch?
Yeah, alright.
I don't have a jingle.
Go on.
Star Wars. That was nearly 10 seconds.
I like the way you finish it.
Okay, Star Watch for today is the one, the only, Mr. Nicholas Coppola.
Who?
Nicholas Cage.
Right.
He is.
He's related to Francis Ford Coppola, isn't he?
He is.
Which is how he got a job in acting, seeing as he wouldn't have got it through natural talent.
Nephew, isn't it?
His nephew, yeah. He's Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
Mm. But had the same surname and changed his name.
He changed it to Cage, yeah. I don't know why.
Because otherwise everyone would have said, well, we can see how he got the job.
Exactly, but that is how he got the job.
Yeah. And they probably think, yeah. And they probably think, oh, like action figure, Cage fighting, yeah.
Fair enough. Oh, okay, well, he's got a lot of early films that he started with, which, I'm not being funny, they're films that nobody's seen. And if anyone has seen them, then they're not going to admit to seeing them.
A couple of names and then we'll move on. Come on.
Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which is a good film, but he's not even the main character in it. Valley Girl, which is it's a very like teen comedy.
In the valleys.
So it's like Peggy Sue Got Married, 1986.
Heard of it.
That was when Kathleen Turner goes back in time to her high school because she wants to change what she done wrong.
Well, that sounds shit. No. If I was going to go back in time, it would be to give myself next week's lottery numbers.
Exactly, that's what I'd do. Mm. Exactly. But yeah, that film, Peggy Sue Got Married, was actually directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starring Nicolas Cage as the love interest.
How did he get the job?
Raised in Arizona, 1987.
Nope.
Is that the Coen Brothers movie? The one where they steal the babies?
Not seen it.
I don't know.
It's a Coen Brothers movie when a childless couple and an ex-con and an ex-cop decide to help themselves to one of another family's quintuplets. Their lives get more complicated than anticipated. So yeah, they literally...
I'll be honest, I can kind of understand the point there, because just one baby's enough. Having four at the same time is going to be... Jesus Christ.
It's damn greedy, that's what it is.
Mm.
Moonstruck, 1987.
Remember that, but I didn't realise Nicolas Cage was in it.
That's the one with Cher, isn't it?
Kurt Russell and Cher? No.
I'll have a look at it, tell me who's on it. Yeah, it's Cher.
No, I'm thinking of Goldie Hawn, and it was something else entirely. The film I thought was Overboard, and I don't know why I'm thinking of that.
Because he wasn't in Overboard.
I have no idea.
Fair enough. Okay, so you can obviously see in his early years, he was playing all these love interest roles, obviously. Vampire's Kiss, anyone heard of that? 1988?
Nope. Right, I can see why you wanted to move on through these quickly.
Exactly, yeah. Wild at
Heart. When's the first one we're going to have heard of?
Honeymoon in Vegas, 1992.
Didn't see it.
James Caan, no.
James Caan, as in Dragon's Den?
No, as in the actor James Caan from The Godfather.
Oh, that's a pity, because if it was James Caan out of Dragon's Den, who never invested in anything, that would have been awesome.
Well, he's clever, because he's kept all his money.
Well, yeah.
So he hasn't put it
in. Put it in a high interest account.
Okay, Garden Test, that's the one where he's the secret agent. No, he's not a secret agent, he's a, I don't know.
Specialist
person. He does something. It's not a good film. It Could Happen to You, 1994.
But it didn't.
It was a rom-com where he wins the lottery and he gives half the money to a waitress as a tip.
Does he end up putting his knob in her?
In the end he does, but yeah. He's got a wife. It's weird. 1994.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, Trapped in Paradise. Where bank robbers get stuck in a snowy town. See, this is when... obviously Nicolas Cage was making films that people were like, yeah,
trying to make any old shit, yeah, so yeah, that he could then say, oh, I've got all these films under my name, give me big roles.
Exactly. It wasn't until 1995 he got nominated for an Oscar in Leaving Las Vegas,
right,
the one, yeah, he's alcoholic, suicidal alcoholic.
Oh, I have seen that one
with Elizabeth.
I found it really miserable.
Suicidal alcoholic.
An alcoholic, suicidal alcoholic, suicidal.
The worst kind.
There's like double the trouble.
Excellent.
That's what it is.
And then he's schizophrenic as well, it turns out.
And he got nominated for an Oscar for that one. So people's like, no, he's a really good actor. Yeah, he's come through all these like little crappy little rom-commy films and that. He's gone into like this really good, intense drama. He's done really well. What's he going to make next? 1996, The Rock. With Sean Connery.
That was a good film. But the funny thing, he wasn't the main.
I'm just wondering, because he's not really impressing anything, and I've got a feeling that at the time of making Leaving Las Vegas, there's a distinct possibility that he was having drink problems and self-esteem issues. Because the only way I could see him pulling off a role.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, The Rock with Sean Connery.
That was a good film.
Yeah. But The Rock wasn't in it. I was so disappointed.
Yeah. 1997, Con Air.
You see, that was good fun. Steve Buscemi stole the show.
Yeah.
That's
child killer.
Yeah.
Paedophile.
Yeah.
Rapist.
Pure entertainment.
He's lovable.
He's lovable. That's the thing.
That's it. But he plays Cameron Poe.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
Drink.
Oh, brilliant. And 1997, I think this is the one that really pushed him into the limelight of this is an action star. Face Off.
That was
John Travolta.
Yep. I like that one. That one
which is a really good film. Really,
it's
good
not bad. It's not bad. I love it when he's teaching his daughter to use the flick knife.
Yeah. But it's good how Nicolas Cage plays the bad guy at the beginning.
And the good guy.
And then plays the good guy later. But he's really good at both. Whereas yeah, John Travolta plays the good guy at the beginning, bad guy towards the end.
And he's still
and then
fat.
You get a little bit annoyed at the end when John Travolta then comes walking in the door like he saved the day. You're like, fuck off! Nicolas Cage saved the day. You didn't do shit.
I love the fact they got like a skinny bloke and a fat bloke and swapped their faces and they're suddenly identical and suddenly can't tell them apart.
I was just like, I never
they could have at least got two actors of similar
bills. Yeah, it's so true. They just swapped the face and that was it.
But he was really over the top in Face Off, wasn't he?
Obviously they had similar sized penises at least.
His wife never noticed.
Yeah, precisely.
Exactly. But it's really creepy when John Travolta's playing Nicolas Cage as John Travolta playing Michael Caine. And he starts chatting up his daughter.
Yes.
That's really creepy, that bit. It's like, oh, fuck off.
She was legal, wasn't she? What about a cracker?
I think she was only 15, 16. Not in that country, that's not legal. Jailbait, like you said.
Yeah,
indeed. Exactly. So, but yeah, Face Off's when he goes, I want to take his face off! Chris Walken.
Brick.
1998, City of Angels. He went back to the rom-com.
I'm thinking of City of God here, which I don't remember him in there.
Yeah, he can't really speak.
I've not seen City of Angels, but I bet they used Red Hot Chili Peppers Under the Bridge in a really, really not sensible, good way.
Why would they use it?
Because of the verse. Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner, blah, 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 blah. Because the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. It's about shooting up under a bridge. Good old heroin songs. You've got to love heroin songs.
Which they all say it's covered.
Yes, yeah. And they got kicked in. It's like if there was an X Factor or Pop Idol one covered Golden Brown as well by the Stranglers, I think. Yeah. Again, another great heroin song.
Yeah.
Perfect Day, Lou Reed. Lovely heroin song. This is great.
Really?
It is a heroin song.
It's such a perfect day.
I could be wrong, but you know, there's so many great heroin songs.
We've got a lot of heroin talk in these episodes recently. So yeah,
especially after last week's one with Trainspotting.
Yeah, I watched Trainspotting, and now I've got myself a good habit.
Yeah. Okay, 1998, Snake Eyes.
That was really, really average.
I thought you were going to really big it out there. Like, really, really good.
No.
What's it about? That's the boxing match.
I can't even remember now. I know I watched
I've seen it.
If it had been any good, I'd remember it. I know I've seen it. I distinctly remember seeing it, but I could not tell you what it's about. That tells me it was not special.
1999.
And it can't have even been that bad, because I remember really bad films
would have,
as well.
You would have watched, yeah, and you sat through it. You'd turn stuff off, don't you?
Recently. Back in the days when you'd go down the video shop and you would rent a film, you were going to fucking watch that film.
Yeah.
These days, when you get them through the post and you've got four at a time, you go, nah, I'll just watch the next one.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's the difference. Yeah, no, you've got it streaming on demand. That's why.
Because you've got so much choice and you can watch when you want to watch it. Yeah. Whereas before, you're like, I've got to take it back tomorrow, I'm watching this fucking film. Yeah, I get what you mean. 1999, 8mm. That was the one with the snuff movie.
That was it. And they were trying to work out whether it was a real snuff movie or a fake snuff movie. Yeah. That wasn't bad. That was a relatively serious one for Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, you could, and then you made Bringing Out the Dead. You've seen that? With
Bringing Out Your Dead!
Bringing Out the Dead is a Martin Scorsese film where he's playing a paramedic. He's like an insomniac paramedic.
I think I might have seen that one. But
I can't remember.
It's a good little drama. It's very weird. So he sees like the dead people. It's not like Sixth Sense where he sees dead people. He sees the dead people that he tried to save and all that. He doesn't interact with it. It's very crazy. It's a crazy film.
Yeah, it was a weird one.
2000, Gone in 60 Seconds, Memphis Rain.
Gone in 60 Seconds. I still want to put me knob in Angelina Jolie in that. With her crusty hair.
Crusty dreadlock hair.
Something to grip onto.
They'd fall out, I reckon, if you touched them. Because they hadn't been washed in like 10
Are we
years.
Talking about her lips now?
No, they're not crusty lips. She's just got big lips.
Yeah.
Lips. You got Vaseline lips. But you like Gone in 60 Seconds?
And the ones on her face are similar.
I like Gone in 60 Seconds. I think that's a cool little film.
It's not bad.
It was good. It was entertaining. But again, it's just entertaining.
Just action film, and it's like it was a Fast and the Furious before Fast and the Furious come out. Just it's all about cars.
Yeah, Fast and Furious. Well, it was about stealing cars, really, and then driving them fast, as opposed to just driving them fast without stealing them.
They steal them in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, but Fast and Furious was about chav cars.
Oh, yeah, chav cars, yeah.
Yeah, you know, neon lights underneath, chav cars.
You know, they're filming Fast and the Furious 6 soon.
Oh, for
they are filming it in Southend.
Oh,
they are filming some.
I do not believe you, please.
No, they are. It's not going to be, say, like, you know, like Fast and Furious, like Hawaii, Los Angeles, Southend. It's going to be like they're going to mock up Southend to look like the streets of London, apparently, or somewhere. I don't know why, it's where they're filming it.
They can probably just get a load of chav car enthusiasts down.
I think that's what they want.
Because most of what they've seen in Southend is a fucking souped up Vauxhall Nova, which didn't sell very well in Spain because Nova translates as doesn't go. Nova. Ooh, clever.
I learn so much from Will sometimes. He really comes up with these sort of stuff.
I learn so much from you, Adam.
No, you don't.
No.
When they come on the way here, the random shit that you were coming out with.
See, I can come out with randomly, but when I'm with Will, he's like my kryptonite. He doesn't let me. He
are you going to inject yourself with me?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds dirty.
Yeah, please can I leave the room?
You're fluffing.
2000. The Family Man. It's pretty much a remake of Wonderful Life, Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's the hard-assed businessman who then gets a second chance at doing something.
Have a family life.
And then you feel all warm and fuzzy and throw up on the carpet.
But the ending's quite harsh because he goes back to normal and it's like...
Yeah, but then he gets another punt at it.
No, he doesn't. He goes to meet the girl, but she's moving out. She's like, I don't fucking know you. I ain't seen you for fucking 10 years. Fuck off.
I thought you had another punt.
Oh, can we just have a drink then? She goes, yeah. And that's it. It ends, you're like... Oh, so no, all
yeah,
that
but you
film,
know
right?
He's just going to try it again. Yeah, no, it's still a bit of a weak, soppy ending because you know it's kind of gone. But he's got another chance. He's got his shot at redemption.
2001, Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
Didn't see it.
Don't appeal to me.
I saw that one, but the only reason I watched it was because loads of the birds at work were going on about how good the book was, so they all wanted to watch the film. So I unfortunately folded and watched the film. It's not that good.
No, it sounds like shit.
Is it actually about a mandolin?
Who's a mandolin?
Yes.
Killy who?
Killy who? Windtalkers, 2002. Obviously,
an Windwalkers or Windtalkers?
Windtalkers.
Is that the ones that follow hurricanes or something, or is it just
no,
people
it's
who talk
Sergeant
hot
Joe Enders,
air?
It's an army film.
No.
Adaptation, 2002, where he played Charlie Kaufman and his twin Donald Kaufman.
Oh.
Well done.
Yeah, 2 months. You get paid double for that.
Probably.
Is it Windtalkers or Windtakers?
Windtalkers.
Oh, okay.
How can you take the wind?
How can you talk the wind?
Bottle it.
Windtalkers. I don't know. I'm not going to argue over something we have no idea what we're talking about.
No.
Matchstick Men, 2003, Ridley Scott film where he played a con man.
Did see that.
With his daughter. That's good.
It was alright.
He's got OCD. So he has to like clean everything and shut doors 3 times before he
leaves.
That's
it, yeah.
Turn the light switch on and off.
It would be so funny if doing that, because he gets so used to doing it in the filming of it that he actually started doing that in real life.
Lord
gets a little bit crazy.
Oh, National Treasure, 2004.
Fun. I hate to say it, but that film was actually quite good fun.
Fair enough. Oh, it is.
And it's Disney.
It's alright. Mm. It's just a whatever film.
But it's the kind of film, I think there was a sequel. Which was. Just like every Disney film, they go, oh, that did well at the box office. Get some fucking numpty in and we'll do a sequel and a load more on top. Like Pirates of the Caribbean, that's the worst example. But
yeah, the first Pirates of the Caribbean was wicked.
Yeah, the first one was great. The rest of it was just the search for more money.
Yeah, Spaceball reference.
Yeah.
2005, Lord of War, or God of War, like you said the other week.
God of War being a PlayStation game, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I actually think probably his best film.
Really?
Yeah.
Mini?
Why
don't you like try and find that then? I haven't seen that.
I think it might be on Love Film.
Yeah,
not certain. He plays an arms dealer. He basically plays. I think his dad's Russian and plays Jewish or something. But they play an immigrant family.
Say Russian or Jewish?
No, his dad pretends he's Jewish, running this restaurant or something like that. I can't quite recall. But
serving pork sausages.
Yeah, ham bagels,
bacon.
But basically, he kind of gets into small time arms dealing and stuff, and then just escalates and escalates and ends up making an absolute packet selling arms with no morals, sort of travels around the world, meets this beautiful actress, has enough money to seduce her and all of that, but he's constantly lying about it. I won't give away any more in the way of spoilers, but that was actually a good film.
Fair enough.
Excellent.
Weatherman, 2005.
Didn't see it.
Played a Weatherman.
I think it's...
That sounds boring. It could be like Anchorman.
It sounded too much like Anchorman for me to want to look at.
It's not. It's a drama comedy. It's all right. It's about his life. Whatever. 2006, World Trade Centre. We all know.
No,
we're
not
going
to watch watching that.
Well, we all
not
know what that's about. It. Why not?
Because...
Too soon?
All of that. No,
it's
just
not
all
too
that
soon.
Kind
just seemed disrespectful. I've got no interest.
True story.
No.
But yeah, they don't need to make films.
Based on a true story, you'll probably find that's the problem. They're probably trying to romanticise the whole thing. And I'm speaking without first-hand knowledge of it, but I avoid watching that sort of film because they're trying to romanticise the whole thing.
You
know how
when
you
said
to rewrite
romanticise a World Trade Center movie, just...
Oh, seriously, there will be
two hijackers fall in love on the plane and they have to decide whether to crash.
Oh, there's going
to
be...
They decide to veer off at the last minute to go and land in Hawaii to get married.
But no, yeah, I saw that in cinema. I don't know why. I don't know why. I saw it and it was alright.
Was there an unnecessary romance?
No, not at all. Well, there was a story about the people who got trapped and the firefighters that got trapped underneath.
I just don't think I want to watch a film about it. I don't mind watching documentaries about it, that sort of thing. It's not entertainment.
Fine. Yeah. Did it on a real life thing.
It's not entertainment to me watching that.
Yeah, because you'll know that a lot of people died in it.
I'm not going to want to sit there with popcorn and go, oh, I'm looking forward to this, I'm going to enjoy this. That's why I watch films.
Fair enough.
That's
a really valid point.
Titanic, when you do that, the scene in that, when it starts sinking and you see all the
it's the best bit.
And all that kind of stuff, that's great. But that's real, but then
it does help, but I refuse to watch
that. 100 years ago, no one cares. Alright then, the Wicker Man remake.
I watched the first one, couldn't see the point in watching the remake because the first one was pap.
Do not watch the remake. It's one of the worst films ever made.
Yeah, I've watched the original. That's the one where the policeman arrives in a sequel, isn't it?
That's pretty good, the first film. The original.
I fell asleep.
Fair enough. Ghost Rider 2007.
Oh, God, that was awful.
Atrocious.
Oh, why?
Is that Brian Blessed?
No, that was me. Just why?
Okay. Oh, that was crap.
Move on.
Yeah. Next, 2007.
Next, come on.
What was it?
No, the film Next.
That's Next. A shop, you twat.
Next.
Yeah. I bought Next. Some jeans there.
Next.
Yes.
Next.
Next.
And then there's Gap.
What is Next?
Next.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Film Next.
That's my job.
Yeah. The film Next, he apparently can see, I think it's 30 seconds into the future at certain times, and he uses it as a way of doing magic tricks. It's stupid.
Okay.
I mean, it's really, I wouldn't watch it. It's such a stupid film.
Recommend it?
No.
All right. What's next?
It's awful. National Treasure 2.
Oh, he didn't do it.
Oh, sorry.
I line them up, you foul them.
I foul on them.
Yeah. Soil them.
Okay, National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets.
Didn't bother me.
No, yeah. Watch it.
I knew it was enough. It was Disney cashing in off the back of a sequel.
There's no Sean Bean in this one, so not interested.
Fair enough.
Bangkok Dangerous.
Have seen that.
I think he played a blind assassin.
I haven't seen that.
I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong. Let me click on it, because I'm sure...
I don't think he's blind.
A blind assassin. Excellent.
Oh no, a hitman who's in Bangkok to pull off a series of jobs.
Yeah, violates and he befriends a youngish Bangkok guy and.
Ladyboy?
No, actual bloke. Who's like a bit dodgy and stuff. It was alright, I can't remember anything much about it.
Where did I get Blind Assassin from?
I have no idea.
Bloody hell, that film cost £40 million to make, and guess how much it made?
£2.5.
Did he get a Razzie?
No, only made 15 million.
Well, that's money well spent on such a high-class actor, isn't it?
Okay. We can say that he's going into really bad territory now, because in 2009 he made a film called Knowing.
Next.
Awful film.
I think that's one of the ones I turned off.
Yeah, he's awful. His son can predict disasters.
That's it. Yes, it's all the mathematical equation, and he gets taken away by aliens at the end or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that all about?
Don't know, don't care.
Move on. Next.
Yeah. No, that was ages ago.
Bad Lieutenant, 2009. It's a remake of a Harvey Keitel film.
Could have been named Bad Film, I take it. I've not seen it.
Remakes I try and avoid. They're making too many
the
remakes.
The remake of Dawn of the Dead was good, though. Yeah, Nicolas Cage has been involved in quite a lot of original shit.
Yeah, make original shit.
Really pisses me off.
Make good original stuff.
Why? Has everyone just lost the ability to think of.
Don't, because then you'll get me onto covers.
Okay. Yeah, same.
Music covers.
Music as well.
You get.
Let me make this song because I think it didn't sound quite right the way it was written the first time.
Madonna's American Pie.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Oh, that's. Probably right up there in my top one of fucking god-awful covers that should never have been allowed to happen. Do you know Madonna? She actually keeps a bath of cold water either side of her bed so that when she orgasms, she can grab two puppies and drown them as she comes.
Fair enough.
I know it's true because my mate John told me that.
He was there.
He was one of the puppies.
Who come up with that rumour?
I don't know.
That was a rumour created by somebody to try and spread around.
I don't know, it's just brilliant.
I'm sure I heard that someone, when they invented that rumour, said, well, we need to come up with a rumour.
That was John years ago, but why you and him would have been in the same place? I remember John saying it when we had the conversation about that.
Who's John?
Marston. I don't do surnames.
I think he mentioned it to me then.
Yeah, it must have been at a barbecue here or something. God knows why.
Random.
Move on.
Yeah. Kick-Ass, 2010.
Oh yeah, Big Daddy.
It was good, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was alright.
It was a wicked
film. He kind of played Nicolas Cage. It was a good film. It was a good film despite Nicolas Cage, basically. Anyone could have played that role.
Yeah?
Yep.
I reckon so.
Oh, fair enough. Well, I thought he was really well in it, but
well, we'd have been better than like Adam Sandler, to be honest.
No,
it was a good role. He played it fine, but it wasn't a challenging role.
No,
is what I mean.
He was doing his Adam West Batman impression.
Yeah, basically, it's not as if it involved much.
I enjoyed him getting cooked.
Yes, that is a good scene.
Good film.
The best bit.
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Not seen it.
Disney film.
Not gonna.
Shit. Season of the Witch.
Oh, tried watching that. That was fucking shite.
Okay, Drive Angry. You watched that? You watched that this morning?
I was trying to watch that this morning. I watched some of it last night and some of it this morning. A totally stupid film. entertaining.
Just sounds stupid.
But absolutely. And yeah, the number plate on the Charger or whatever it is Drive Angry, spelled funny. But yeah, one scene that sticks in memory is actually screwing the waitress.
Yes.
In the bar. And actually lying on the bed, she's on top, he's fully clothed. And he's got a cigar in his mouth, he's got a bottle of JD in his hand.
Product placement.
Yeah, and they're going at it, and she's going, why aren't you undressed? He goes, I never get undressed before a gunfight. And just at that point, about five or six guys come in, and he pulls a gun from somewhere. He's still fucking her, and yeah, he's shooting away and killing them while he's doing it, and picks her up, moves around, still carrying on while he's killing all these people. And just stops at the end and takes a swig.
That sounds brilliant. Just because when you go in for a gunfight, you do want to make sure that you're heavily distracted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then he made a film called Justice. No, was
if there was any justice, he wouldn't have gotten into acting.
And he made a film called Trespass with Nicole Kidman, which is one of the lowest box office ever. He was in it. I think he only made something like $300,000. When it come out,
that was pathetic.
It has really bad sound. And then he made Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
Good God, why would you spin off a film that was that bad on the first one? I mean, it cannot have done well, surely.
No, I don't think he'd done that well. But then again, I think he'd done enough.
No.
So it's more than okay.
It was utter shite.
Yeah, so Nicolas Cage there. Star Watch, what's your views on him?
He's done some good ones, but he's done an awful lot of shite. He's done more shite than good, but his good ones are worth watching.
He's like the worst A-list celebrity out there, isn't he?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that hate him.
He doesn't do any good.
What list is Adam Sandler in?
You could probably say he's in the A-list as well, because he's making money.
Okay, so Nicolas Cage has made it up one.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, so there's Star Wars today. Right, okay, so we move into today's Go Back and Watch This Shit.
Yeah, alright.
Don't have a jingle for it or nothing.
You've really got to work on your jingles and change the theme music to this podcast, which plays out Big Brother, X Factor.
I will.
Essex. I will. Essex.
I will change it as soon as I can. I will make new ones up.
Do some work, Adam.
I'll just apologise. I'm sorry.
But apart from the Star Trek theme music, it's totally wrong.
TV themed, isn't it?
Because you and Billy watch too much television.
Exactly. There you go. Oh, okay, so here is today's trailer for today's Go Back and Watch This Shit.
In their May issue, Movie Line magazine released its top summer movies to see after Star Wars.
Austin Powers.
American Pie.
Wild Wild West.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Notting Hill.
Which makes us ask the question, why American Pie?
Okay, well, one time, at band camp, I stuck a flute...
Is it the getting caught?
Hey, Jimmy. Just wanted to say sweet dreams.
Yeah, good night, Mom.
I think he's trying to watch some illegal channels here.
Illegal channels?
This is just a bad reception, huh?
Oh, baby.
What's that?
You know what? Here, just give me this, and let's get this.
Yeah.
How's the matter with this thing here?
The awkward moments.
I want the right time, the right moment, the right place.
It's not a space shuttle launch. It's sex.
The infatuation.
I love you.
Okay.
The desperation.
What exactly does it feel like? Warm apple pie.
The fascination.
Huh? We'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
You know, guys, maybe I'm just not good with girls, period.
All that you gotta do is just ask them questions and listen to what they have to say and stuff.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
Here's to the next step.
This bed is on fire with
Universal
Pictures presents.
Perhaps you could help me with my studies?
If you ever had a chance with Nadia, this is it.
A story about the moves.
You bad boy!
The madness.
What you drinking?
Scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it.
And the moments in our lives.
Please, God, let this be it.
If you want to hook up with her, tell her you love her. That's how I was doing.
That are as American as apple pie.
Boy, it's been a long time since we've had the little father-son chat. Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Well, this is the female form. Look at the expression on her face. She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy."
Oh my God. Whoa.
American Pie.
You know, I forgot you've been there and
well,
there.
I've learned about it. I'm trying to make it. I really don't need you to sit here and talk to me about it. There you go. So, do you want to give us a synopsis of American Pie, Will?
Yeah, you've got Stifler.
Yep.
Who does all the gross out stuff.
Okay.
And then you've got the other guy who's just kind of like the straight guy, but, you know, gets himself in comedic. You've got the comedic sort of escapades, and you've got the nerd.
Right.
And stuff. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah. What's it about then?
They all get in a car and have to drive because someone's mailed a sex tape to the wrong place.
No, I
haven't seen American Pie.
That's Road Trip you're talking about.
I know, but I figure I've seen Road Trip. I don't need to see any of the others because they're all the fucking same joke.
Fair enough. It is the teen comedy, oh, like from the late 90s.
Yeah, it's the gross out slapstick teen comedy. It's something. It was good. I just don't like it much.
Fair enough. What about you, Ash? Have you watched American Pie?
I've seen it, yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's like warm apple pie.
Yeah. Alright, synopsis of American Pie. It's literally four high school friends who make a pact to lose their virginity before they graduate. It's right. A very simple premise, and it's literally, like I said, gross out comedy for teenagers. And it's all about sex, all about spunk, apple pies. Piss.
Yeah, doesn't he put his knob in an apple pie or something?
He does. Jim, right. Plays with Jason Biggs, puts his knob in an apple pie.
Oh, but what's going on with Jim's dad? He's turned up in all these other ones. There was even a spin-off, wasn't
there? Yeah, there was.
Jim's dad.
You had American Pie 1, you had American Pie 2, American Pie 3, The Wedding, where they got married, and then you had about 3 or 4 spin-offs, which are straight to DVD films, which had nothing to do with the original ones, apart from Jim's dad kept appearing in them.
Well, Road Trip had a continued character.
Okay.
It's obviously in Stifler. I don't know if there are any of the other American Pie people in it, but it was Stifler, wasn't it?
It wasn't Stifler, no. He played a character like Stifler.
Didn't he play Stifler?
I thought he was Stifler in
there. No, there you go. That shows how good William Scott is. He just played the same character.
It was alright in Bulletproof Monk, but he was still Stifler.
Bulletproof Monk!
Yeah. With Chow Yun Fat, which sounds like a Yorkshireman. You got a Chow Yun Fat, lad, or can I have it?
Okay, well, here's a scene from American Pie when he gets caught masturbating into a tube sock by his parents.
Oh, yes, I am the best, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a tit. That is a tit. Oh. Yes.
Oh, you're so big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, baby.
Oh, dog, he wants to hide his bone. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm bone smuggling, baby.
Man, would you shut up?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jimmy. Just wanted to say sweet dreams.
Yeah, sweet dreams. Good night, Mom.
Yes, good night.
Come on. Yeah.
Something wrong with the reception?
Yeah. There's this nature show that I'm trying to watch, and the birds are all scrambled, and I can't even...
Jimmy. Yes, baby, ride me like a pony.
Thing must be broken. I sat on the remote or something.
Ready
for bed, son? Yep, I'm all set, Dad. All set.
Yeah. No, I think he's trying to watch some illegal channels here.
Illegal channels?
This is just a bad reception, honey.
I'm gonna spank my hairy ass.
What's that?
Oh, baby.
You know what? Here, just give me this, please.
Oh,
and let's get this.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's. How's the matter with this thing?
So yeah, getting caught masturbating by your parents, trying to watch them some illegal channels there.
I think worse is when you're actually lying there, you've got your eyes shut and you wake up, you open your eyes afterwards. And
with a cup of tea. Oh, the old cup of tea story.
Explain that. Explain the cup of tea story.
You don't know? Do you know the cup of tea?
Yeah, but I wouldn't explain it.
It's the classic urban myth about, and there's all sorts of different ones. They're lying there with their eyes shut, or they're wanking off. I think it actually happened in. They did that film. Oh, it was a British film. No, it was a British film about drug abuse and clubbing. I can't remember what it was called.
Human Traffic.
Might well have been, and there's the bloke wanking off in front of the mirror and the cup of tea's there after, isn't there?
I think that's Human Traffic.
And it's basically Dyer. Someone... Oh, Christ, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
A very young Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
Very young.
When he was actually quite a good actor.
I quite liked him in Severance, mainly because I just liked Severance.
Yeah, that is a good film.
But, basically, it's the whole story. Someone's masturbating and have caused themselves sensory deprivation in some way via overloud music, headphones, something along that lines, or is just so caught up in the act that their mum has brought them in a cup of tea, put it down by them, and just left them to it.
That's fucking awful. That's scary. That is a scary thought that actually ever happened. Will's like thinking out, playing with his beard, as if to say,
It's happened 6 times. Yeah,
absolutely. But American Pie is one of the films, like I said, it's a teen gross out comedies, and it only really works being American because over in this country it's very different high school, isn't it?
Yes. Like, well, high school over there is what we think of as college. I don't get where the parallels are.
Yeah, they finish at age 18 and then they go to college, which is from 18 to 21.
That's our university, basically.
It's our university, right. So between 16 and 18 we would go to college here, then go to university. And but the way they act is if, like, between 16 and 18 they're still kids. But technically in this country, when you're 16 and you leave school...
You can leave school, get married.
You can't smoke or drink.
No.
But you can get married.
I know you can smoke.
No, you can't anymore. No. Oh, you can, no, but you can't buy them. Yeah, it's been 18 for years.
Oh, shit.
A couple of years, though.
Where you been?
I don't know. Yeah, I've always been able to buy them since I was 16.
As I say, for 50 years ago.
So I don't
care. Fair enough. Okay, well, so here's the clip of them when they come up with the whole we're going to lose our virginity sort of thing.
The pact.
It is the pact.
All right, I got an idea. But it's got to stay between us. It's really simple. We just got to make an agreement. It's more than an agreement.
What, a bet?
A pact. No money involved. More important than any bet. Here's the deal. We all get laid before we graduate.
Dude, it's not like I haven't been trying to get laid.
Think about when you work out, Oz. You got to have someone there, right? Someone to spot you. Someone to keep you motivated. Well, that's exactly what we can do for each other. I mean, we'll be there to keep each other on track. Separately, we are flawed and vulnerable, but together, we are the masters of our sexual destiny.
Their tiger style kung fu is strong, but our dragon style will defeat it.
Guys!
The Shaolin masters from East and West must unite. Fight, and find out who is number one.
Guys, come on, you're ruining my moment here. I mean, this is our very manhood at stake. We must make a stand here and now. No longer will our penises remain flaccid and unused. We will fight for every man out there who isn't getting laid and should be. This is our day. This is our time. And by God, we will not stand by and watch history condemn us into celibacy.
Amen.
I like that.
Yes. We will make a stand. We will succeed.
About time!
We will get laid! Yes!
Good dog.
Yeah, I think it's going to wank it down in a minute. Yeah.
It's going to wank it down.
Yeah.
Okay, so it gets a little bit dark outside the window and Will says it's going to wank it down. Where are you going?
Oh, turn the lights on.
Turn the light on. Oh, bloody, I can see you. Where'd that cup of tea come from?
That's what you were doing under the table. That's why the table was wobbling.
See, I think with the whole pact thing, where they're like, we're going to get laid before at prom and before graduation and all that. What are you doing, Will? What are you doing?
I'm turned. Well, that's going to be off. I should
turn
the lava lamp on.
Will's turning the lava lamp on. But yeah, I think it's a bit geeky and a bit sad that these kids had to sit there and say, we need to lose our virginity together. It's a pact.
Well, that's generally regarded as sodomy, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, in this country, you don't get
that. I could have just formed a big daisy chain.
Yeah. You don't get that in this country, because kids have sex at, like, what, 13 now?
Only when I can catch them.
Yeah. Will's like the child catch from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Come with me. She's not a very good ballet performer.
What?
I have no idea.
The guy,
drink.
The guy that played the child catcher in the original Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was a ballet performer.
Okay.
Which is why it was so creepy when he moved around.
In one of the more recent stage versions, Richard O'Brien out of Crystal Maze played the child catcher.
He looks freaky.
And Rocky Horror Show.
He's
Crystal Maze.
Really straight person.
Oh. After Crystal Maze.
He's funny though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with American Pie, like you said, Jim's dad.
I'm sorry, I've turned the lava lamp on and I'm looking at the top bit and it's got legs.
Right.
It looks like a fetus.
It does look like a fetus in the lava lamp. That's so wrong.
Oh.
Moving on.
Jim's dad is the funniest character because he's trying to give him all these words of wisdom. He's trying to tell him how to do all of that. There's this one scene here where he's trying to tell him... He's pretty much saying, look, stop wanking, go find someone to have sex with.
Oh, Jim.
Dad?
Hi, I was just looking at the old family's portrait out here. Well, that was a fun day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jim, I want to talk about masturbation. Now, I just want you to know that it's a perfectly normal thing, and I have to admit, I did a fair bit of masturbating when I was a little younger. I used to call it the stroking the salami. Oh. Yeah, you know, pounding the old pud. I never did it with baked goods. But you know your Uncle Mort? He pets the one-eyed snake 5-6 times a day. It's like practice for the big game. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like banging a tennis ball against a brick wall, which can be fun. It can be fun, but it's not a game.
Right.
It's not a game.
No.
What you want... is you want a partner to return the ball. Do you want a partner?
Yeah. I want a partner.
You do want a partner.
Oh, I want a partner.
You want a partner.
Of course. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Why is that flicking through all the different...
I don't know. It does that when it's on standby. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Showing off.
It's just annoying.
I'm not going to edit this, by the way.
Oh, we're recording.
Did you ever have to talk with your dad about sex?
No, I just found his jazz mags.
Jazz mags? I found my dad's videos.
Was that of him and your mum?
No.
Nowadays, it's moved from jazz mags to videos, so now just computers. So kids go on their dad's computer, and they're like, what's this file here?
That's what private browsing is for, Adam.
In private browsing, they call it, yeah. There's even got the spooky little man in the corner dressed up like a fucking secret squirrel.
Is it?
In Google Chrome, yes, yeah.
Oh, well, so I use Firefox.
Hmm?
So there we go.
There you go. So, yeah.
God, I love a good story.
American Pie is they're making American Pie Reunion.
Oh, good.
Which is coming out this month.
Or, I'll have to remember. Having not seen the first, I shall cheerfully not watch that one either.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, I watched the trailer for that the other day at work because I was so busy.
I had nothing to do, so I'd watch a trailer of American Pie.
It's an interesting one because we got this down to the go back and watch this, and it's a film I haven't watched. Not really through, not in the Titanic scale, whereby I just really won't watch it.
Yeah.
But it's a film I don't think I'll find particularly funny. It's mostly gross out humour, which isn't my cup of tea specifically. Would you say I should watch it?
I think you should because you watched Road Trip and you thought Road Trip was quite amusing.
It was all right, yeah.
Yeah. So this is one of them, like you said, you know, you'd like a hangover film,
yeah,
a film where you can just put on and just enjoy.
I've got The Hangover Part 2 waiting for me in the living room.
Oh, there you go. So it's just one of them stupid films that you just sit down and watch, and you'll probably find, and especially now we're at a certain age where school was a long time ago, it's nice to go back and watch a film where it kind of does remind you of that kind of, oh, maybe we're not going to have sex at school.
No, because I find watching films like that makes me just realise how old I am and makes me depressed.
You're not that old, man. 30's a new 50.
So I'm 51.
Oh, you're 31, aren't you?
Yeah.
The 50's cool.
50's a new 30, isn't it?
You
can't get it
my way around. Oh, yeah, I said the
wrong way. I'm living till I'm 120.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you made that decision?
Yeah.
Has it? So you're like Sean Connery or Christopher Lambert from Highlander?
Yeah.
The only one.
Yeah.
That's you.
I'll just chop people's heads off and take their souls.
With your samurai sword.
No, it's a katana!
Thank
you. Okay, so yeah,
I could start with you two with that one on there.
Woohoo!
That's not actually about becoming an immortal. That's technically still just murder.
Oh, bugger.
All right, then. So, American Pie, I actually would recommend you to go back and watch it, just because it's just an easy...
If it's on telly or if it's there on the on-demand, I probably will, but it's not one I think I will deliberately add to the list. It's one of those ones, if I ever do encounter it, I probably just will.
You probably will now, because...
The first one, I don't think, would be on the on-demand stuff. They'd be on at least version 3.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, then again, with the new film coming out, you can probably see it around if you were on telly. Mm-hmm. You're always going to want people to see it.
Yeah.
So yeah, go back and watch American Pie. I would recommend it. I liked it. I thought it was a good film. Made me laugh.
Yeah, it's a good entertaining film.
Yeah.
Fair enough. If you like your gross out humour, do it.
So there you go. That's Oddcast Podcast episode 38. In the bag. Done. Zipped up.
Yeah.
That's what we call it now.
Okay.
Spam time.
Spam time. Okay, so thank you for listening. Obviously, you found us, so you know where to go. So what we're going to do now, I'm going to tell you to where to tell other people to go.
Unless you found us that way.
But then you can pass it on and pay it forward. That kind of thing. Obviously, go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com, which where you can download all the podcasts if you don't have iTunes or Stitcher or The Lounge. You can listen to us all around the internet. The Lounge.
The Lounge or Da Lounge?
Da Lounge.
Da Lounge. It's near Dulwich in London.
You can tweet me at Barker Podcast on Twitter and at Oddcast Podcast. And you can also follow the Pod Gods. Go to the Facebook, like that page. Go to Oddcast Podcast on Facebook, like that page. Go to podgodsnetwork.com, where you can find lots of other podcasts, which are very, very funny. And also now, go to the blog that nobody's reading, .tumblr.com, where you can read loads of shit which I'm writing down that Will does not care about.
Indeed.
And that'll have podcasts on there, which you can click and press play. It even tells you how many plays we've got, so it tells you how excited, how many episodes people... listen to.
Brilliant.
So it's amazing.
Awesome.
So I've been Adam. You've been...
Not Adam.
And you've been...
On his phone.
Ash!
No, I was just trying to find Stitcher on my phone.
Oh, I found it.
Okay. I downloaded it the other day and I didn't know what it was. And I was wondering if it was the same Stitcher as what you've been blabbing about.
Blabbing about. Okay, so sign us out, Will. Strange faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name. So what was the question?
There's no question.
Oh, is it?
There's no question.
So what was the question?
Hello.
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain.
Buggery. Okay.
Buggery.
Illegal. Yeah,
it's an English
and then
man.
He was hanged for doing.
He was the second person hung
that's
under
fucking
that.
Fucking Englishman in the ass.
Wow. Yes.
Probably the guy that got hanged first. They walked in and caught him fucking the first guy. When you're strange,
faces come out of the rain. According to the Naples News, Silva told deputies that seeing his wife kiss the other woman made him jealous, especially after they wouldn't allow him to join in.
Oh, wow, man.
What a pal. Should have just jacked off.
Why don't you
sit and
wash
your
butt?
Oh,
that, like, let me just say for the record.
There is nothing more beautiful than two women fucking.
I don't understand why would you throw a fit. There's nothing more beautiful on earth, and I've seen children born. There is nothing more beautiful than two women fucking. When you
stray. And that was just a small clip from BUI, Blogging Under the Influence. You can find us on iTunes, new episode every Thursday. Please check out our website as well if you just want to stream it right on your computer. It's buipodcast.blogspot.com. buipodcast.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at buipodcasters. Find us on Facebook, BUI Show. And also, it's BUI Podcast on Google Plus. Check out the free bunny. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.